From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States and United Nations on Tuesday welcomed steps to ease tensions between North and South Korea after the two rival states held their first face-to-face talks in 2 years. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports.
A North Korean delegation making strides across the world's most heavily militarized border into the south, crossing it for the first time in more than 2 years. Seoul and Pyongyang kicked off formal talks on Tuesday with an optimistic outlook on the upcoming Winter Olympics, set to be held just kilometers away from the border next month. North Korea has confirmed it will also send a delegation to the Games, including high-ranking officials and athletes, along with the country's famous cheering squad, which has been a huge hit in the South in their past rare appearances. Seoul has also suggested that athletes from the two Koreas march together during events, including the opening ceremony, something they've done in past sports events as a sign of unity. Despite its narrow, primarily sports-related agenda on Tuesday, all eyes around the globe are focused on the talks, which could stretch on into the week, with world leaders eager for signs tensions over the North's nuclear program is cooling off.
Our talks begin after a long period of severed ties between the North and the South, but I believe the first step is half the journey.
South Korea proposed talks between both militaries to start and a reunion of family members in time for February's Lunar New Year holiday.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee. The U.S. House of Representatives on Tuesday overwhelmingly passed a resolution supporting the right of the Iranian people to free expression while condemning the country's leadership for crackdowns on recent protests. The 415-2 vote comes days ahead of the beginning of a congressionally mandated 60-day window for lawmakers. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization warns heavy rains and flooding in the Democratic Republic of Congo may worsen the country's ongoing cholera epidemic. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Heavy rains in the DRC last week triggered flooding and landslides in the capital, Kinshasa, causing 45 deaths and widespread damage. The World Health Organization warns the flooding also is likely to worsen the cholera epidemic and other waterborne diseases. The current outbreak, which began in July, is one of the most severe in years. The WHO reports people in 24 out of 26 provinces have been infected with the disease. Latest reports find 55,000 cases, including nearly 1,200 deaths. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says this is almost twice the number of cases reported in 2016.
The case fatality rate in general is at just slightly over 2%, but in some provinces it is much higher. In four provinces, the case fatality rate is more than 5% and actually much larger sometimes.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The U.S. Embassy in Islamabad is denying Pakistan's claims it has suspended military or intelligence cooperation with the United States. Embassy spokesman Richard Senlas said, "We have not received any formal communication regarding a suspension." Flash floods and mudslides have killed at least 8 people and demolished a number of homes north of Los Angeles, California, where last month's wildfires stripped the hills of trees and vegetation. Rescuers using helicopters and dogs pulled out residents trapped inside homes or stuck in ankle-deep mud. Dozens who could not or would not evacuate are reported to be missing. President Trump told key lawmakers on Tuesday he would sign whatever legislation they agree on to protect hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from being deported and to improve security along the country's southern border with Mexico. In an extraordinary televised meeting at the White House, Trump said comprehensive immigration reforms could be dealt with later. He said he still believes a wall needs to be built along at least part of the 3,200-kilometer-long border with Mexico. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.